Analyzing a problem doesn't have to take weeks or even days. But I think it's smart to invest a little bit of time and thinking discipline into problem, analysis, root cause, solution, action. How to make decisions easier in just 2 steps. This is the title of today's Lightwolf podcast, and hence a warm welcome to you, and thank you in advance for investing your time into exchanging a few thoughts on one of the most challenging topics of everyday leadership: how to make decisions. The other day I had a very good conversation with one of my clients. The gentleman's name is Frédéric Petitot, an excellent HR manager. And when he asked, "Hey Stefan, how are you?" I responded, "Frédéric, I think I'm really well. I think I have 4 weeks behind me that really transformed me on a personal level. I do a couple of things better and faster right now without stressing out." And he responded, "Wow, then I congratulate you to your great decisions." Unquote. And I thought about it at first, but didn't really notice what was going on in my mind. And then only a few days later, when I kept on thinking about Frédéric's response, I realized, wow, without even having talked about decisions, he intuitively knew, and by experience knew, that I must have made some decisions, and apparently some decisions I'm feeling good about, as a prerequisite for feeling so well. And I think he was right. Yeah, because indeed I had made 3 big decisions before our conversation, and I do still think I made good decisions. So, decisions. Decisions are necessary and helpful. Most of our clients, I wonder about you and your company, most of our clients agree with the following statement. Everyone needs more results in less time. And then when I look around, I see nodding heads all over the place. No matter what this is a machine manufacturer that we worked for this week for 3 days in the Netherlands, or a skincare company we worked for the month prior in Switzerland, or a beverage company we work with already for quite some time the week after in Germany, or a big pharmaceuticals company based in France. All of these companies who I worked with in the last 6 weeks, they all agree we need more results in less time. Now, that of course requires making decisions. And I think one of the challenges and maybe even problems with decisions today is called decision overload. More and more leaders complain that they have to take many and maybe too many decisions. And then some respond with what others perceive as decision paralysis. They don't make these decisions. There is procrastination. They postpone the decision. They are tired. Yeah, there is decision fatigue. And they are tired of making decisions, especially in the evening after a long, hard work of meetings, a long, hard day of meetings and work. So, priorities, many, possibilities, unlimited, but resources, very limited, especially your time. Therefore, it is necessary to make decisions, and it's ideal and desired to make good decisions in less time. And by the way, it's not desirable to always go for perfect decisions, because oftentimes perfect decisions just slow us down without adding enough value. 2 exceptions, I'll talk about them. In my view, there is just 2 kinds of decisions where it's really better to be almost perfect, not really perfect, but at very, very high levels of quality decisions. Yeah. And these 2 examples in my life are buying and selling companies, so M&A decisions, and hiring people into the company or appointing people into different roles in the company. There we should really spend high amounts of quality time to make sure that these decisions with far-reaching consequences are, let's say, 98 to 99% right. But on many others, on all those operational and even some strategic course-correcting decisions we are taking every day, I believe 80%, 85%, 90% of quality is good enough. Now, here, two tips for you to consider, to think about how to make decisions easier. The first is called PARSA. P-A-R-S-A. This is an abbreviation. This is an agglomeration of five letters. And they summarize a rule that I find helpful in making good decisions. Because good decisions should be well prepared. And this does not necessarily have to take a lot of time. It just requires some thinking discipline and a little bit of time. And in my view, good decision making should include the following steps. P as in problem. Really define the right problem. Not just a problem that is somehow related to the problem. Be specific and define the real problem precisely. A for analysis. Analyze the problem. What components are included in this problem? Are there any interrelations? R for root cause. What is the real root cause of the problem? Not the assumed root cause, but the real root cause. Why does this problem exist? And what initiated this problem? S for solutions. Typically, there are many possible solutions to one particular problem. So which major areas of solution can you see? How do you assess pros and cons of these solutions? How do you ultimately assess the best solution? And only then, A for action. In reality, I see that quite a number of times companies, teams, and individuals jump straight from problem to action. And this may sometimes be right, but more often than not, is a shortcut that costs you more than it brings you. So, again, analyzing a problem doesn't have to take weeks or even days. But I think it's smart to invest a little bit of time and thinking discipline into problem, analysis, root cause, solution, action. PARSA. Yeah? Example, yesterday, in the Netherlands, when someone described to us, yeah, last week we had such a problem, we were under time pressure, we are now dialing up again after COVID is, the most difficult impacts of COVID are behind us, so quick time pressure. And the mechanic went in and just unpacked the whole machine. It took it apart into its individual parts. And only then in hindsight realized, it might have been a little bit better and it might have saved a little bit of time had I first analyzed and really found out the root cause, because it would have been possible without taking the whole machine apart. Yeah. So, problem, analysis, root cause, solution, action. PARSA. Tip number two. Decide during your personal prime time. Making decisions is demanding and it takes energy. So therefore, I suggest you make important decisions when you have a lot of energy. Every one of us has certain biorhythms. Some people have early biorhythms, so their peak time is in the morning. Peak time meaning this is the time when they feel at their best. They are energetic. They can think well. They are very creative. They feel flexible and agile. This is the prime time. And some people have it in the morning. Others have it in the afternoon. A few even have their prime time during the night. So one idea for you could be find out your own prime time. If you're interested in inspiration, I recommend a particular book. It's called Energy Competence. Energy Competence from Verena Steiner in Zurich. A book I really liked reading and a book that occasionally I pick again to review a certain chapter. It also includes a very helpful chapter on energy and biorhythm. Yeah, because most people are either morning or evening types, and they have their personal peak energy time either in the morning or in the afternoon. And one option for you is find your own prime time and, of course, only as far as possible, make big decisions during your prime time. And a final remark on decisions: always decide better fast than perfect. Very often it's better to decide quickly than perfectly. Although, of course, we aim to make good decisions and it's important. But as discussed before, there are only few areas where we really need to have a 98 to 99% right decisions before we act. If we start executing at 80% precision and optimize the final 20% along the way, we are twice as fast. It just costs half the time. And oftentimes, speed is of the essence. So think, which decisions really deserve extremely high levels of accuracy and quality? And what are the many decisions where it is better to decide fast than perfect? By the way, if you're interested in getting an input, if you're interested in having a free phone consultation with me on, for instance, the question, how can you in your company, your team, your country establish an environment for good decisions to be made, where good thinking discipline is established, where there is enough time, where there is no stress, because that can be managed, it can be steered and created, then drop me an email or go into this podcast description, go into Calendly, book half an hour of my time, and already in the next couple of days, we may be on the phone starting to talk how to solve your biggest leadership problem or how to help your team and your company establish an environment where it's easier than today to make good decisions. So let's summarize my input for you on how to make decisions easier. First, PARSA, problem, analysis, root cause, solution, action. And two, prime time. Decide during your personal prime time. And finally, always decide better fast than perfect, with only very few exceptions. So I hope you've enjoyed this Lightwolf podcast today. I hope there was at least one little nugget in this that was worth you thinking about. Maybe that's even interesting for you to experiment with and just put it into action. If so, just do it. Try it, find out, and learn. And if you like this podcast, then please subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast. There is now more than 300,000 streams. This podcast is listened to in 96 countries on all 5 continents. So feel free to join the community and join the learning. Yeah, new episodes coming out every single week. And I would be particularly delighted if you like this and if you could right now take 1 minute of your time and write down a written feedback in your podcast provider. Write down what works, what doesn't, what's missing, what you like, what I can improve. And if there is any topic of particular interest to you related to strategy, leadership, or change where you don't find any good advice yet in the Lightwolf podcast, then please drop me a line. Maybe your theme is the title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. So for today, a massive thank you for your time. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I already now look forward to the next time that you and I meet here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you for your attention. Your Lightwolf Stefan.